not a lot of proof they benefit your health. But if you want to spend the money to think you feel better, good for you.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello.
The bodies of two of the six construction workers missing in the wake of the Baltimore Bridge collapse have been recovered from the Patapsco River. 22-year-old man in custody following a deadly stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois. Four people were killed, five others injured. Accepting an invitation from the officer's family, former President Trump today will attend the wake of fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. The 31-year-old was gunned down in the line of duty during a traffic stop. President Biden, also in New York today, he'll attend a big money fundraiser. Tributes pouring in for the late Joe Lieberman. The former U.S. Senator from Connecticut died yesterday, the age of 82. And former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried facing the potential of decades in prison when he is sentenced today for his role in the 2022 collapse of FTX. Dow futures are down 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience will be breathtaking, literally, since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls. Yeah.
You're flying Airbuses, right?
Well, I'm on a little commuter jet, two of them on Monday. The CJ900s, I think they are.
I don't recall them being featured on Air Disasters, so I think you're in good shape.
No, those regional jets are fine. So I'm going to Atlanta and then to Harlingen, Texas.
Harlingen or Harlington?
Harlington, which is the closest to South Padre Island, and then there's a 45 to 1 hour commute to the my destination.
And it's spring break for the weather forecasters.
Yeah, <All right>.
Yeah, maybe you'll give us a phone call from down there.
Sure.
Rich Thomas on spring break next week. Let's start your morning off with a smile. I posted this video, too, on Facebook. It's a French bulldog who sings along with I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie.
Okay.
The dog is just amazing.
I'm just Ken, anywhere else I'd be Ken.
That's Ryan Brewster.
It's my destiny to live and die a life of my future.
conversation.
That's amazing.
Walter, right here. Embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
Adorable.
Yes. Oh, man, that made me smile this morning. You can watch that video on my Facebook page. You can also get the Rich Thomas breakfast special for today and Rich's weather blog as well as we head into Easter weekend. It's Thursday already. That's hard to believe. We had a really, really nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was a good group. And thanks to everybody that showed up, and we hope you'll consider that sometime down the road. Right now,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Based on the law of averages, this is the heart of the tornado season, and this can be a really rough stretch. But I'll tell you what. You couldn't write a better script for the next few days, right on through Easter weekend. In fact, right on through Monday. Wow, nice day today. Plenty of sunshine. We were 75 yesterday. I've got us around 71 today. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 41. By the way, the normal highs are 75 and 48. Partly cloudy for Good Friday. A good forecast. High 74. Upper 70s Saturday. 83 on Easter Sunday. Sunshine.
83?
Yeah, beautiful weekend.
Wow.
My gosh. Mid-80s on Monday, still dry. Showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday. And I'll get to the beach outlook a little bit later, but it's a really good one. The water still only for the brave at 65. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 50 out there at 614.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
one of the most respected businesses in town, certainly in the paint and body business, and we are proud to be associated with them. MPB stands for Montgomery Paint and Body. If you're in that business for over 40 years, you got to be doing something right, because I've seen so many of them come and go over the years. But Donnie Turner started the business. In fact, he worked for other paint and body companies over the years, but he decided sometimes they were taking shortcuts that he wouldn't do. He's not a shortcut-taking guy. If you know anything about him, he's meticulous, and I mean, the attention to detail to the max. That's what Donnie is, and he's passed that along to Brandon and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Wreck with a W is an easy phone number to remember, because when you're in a mishap, and let's face it, it may not be this week, it may not be this month, but you may need Montgomery Paint and Body at some point. It's easy to remember. 27 Wreck with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard in East Shirley Lane. Call them first, let them know your situation so they'll be ready for your visit. And by the way, tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your prerogative. And also, Donnie and Brandon work on your behalf with the insurance companies. They are your advocate, if you will. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car. Trust me, for a guy that's been a frequent flyer, as good as new, maybe better.
What day is this?
Thursday.
Just remember Thursday. Thursday. Can you remember Thursday?
That's some kind of national holiday.
It's just Thursday.
It's just a regular Thursday.
We can spin it and make it into a positive.
How do we put a positive spin on this?
One day closer to death.
Nope, that's wrong.
Nope, negative.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, that's better.
You know what happens here on Friday?
Just get through the day.
Will do.
It's showtime.
Look at the Dow. It's over 40,000.
Wow.
Being led by a handful of companies.
You and I can remember when it was in the 1,000s range, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember the day, and I think it was in the 80s, the early 80s, it hit 2.
Yeah. And you go, wow.
Man. And now it's 20 times that. I am not believing this. I am not buying into this at all. A couple of important money numbers come out later today. One is consumer confidence, I believe, and the weekly unemployment and so forth. Oh, and the GDP, which is always a lie. Always a lie. You recall last month they revised January's down by almost a third. So they put a number out there to feel good about, and then, whoops, we made a mistake. We overcalculated on that. Joining us now.
Live.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
I know everybody was expecting something different, but sorry.
Do you feed them?
No. They have to provide their own meals and accommodations and everything else. Okay. This is not a,
I just wondered.
Yeah, it's like trying to be on The Price is Right.
You
gotta pay your own way out there to audition.
Exactly.
And make the team.
Cover that stuff.
Are you feeling the opening day excitement? I'm not.
Well, a couple of games on the East Coast canceled. The Braves and the Phillies.
That was the one game I wanted to watch, too.
Yeah, that's tomorrow now. That's why they give you a day off the next day because of weather. Also, the Mets game up there in New York City has also been canceled for today. All the other games are in progress and expected to happen.
All righty. Well, that's good news.
And Alabama plays tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we thought it was Friday, but it is tonight.
Do we know what time it is?
It's
6:18.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are they playing at?
Oh, that's the current time.
Oh. Well, no, they're playing at night. They're playing at like 8-something, and I don't know if that's 7 o'clock our time.
Now, last week we had the Eastern teams playing in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, the Eastern.
Where are they playing this round, I wonder?
I'm going to pull it up.
It's probably the Western semifinals held in Boston.
Let's see. They are playing tonight at 8:39 p.m.
Oh, that's nice.
8:39 p.m.
What a sucko time.
Our time?
Yeah, it is our time.
And where?
Where are you playing at? Let me look, y'all. Where is that? I'm clicking on it to see where it says. I'm not getting a place.
Okay, hold on.
Los Angeles.
7:39 p.m. Yeah.
Los Angeles tonight.
Los Angeles.
So, I don't know where in Los Angeles. Likely, I don't even think it's called the Staples Center anymore, is it?
I don't know.
I thought they changed names. But anyway, the Staples or former Staples Center is likely where they're playing, I suppose. Maybe. Don't exactly know, but it is tonight.
If you're waking up feeling older this morning, it could be because two back-to-back nights, this is according to science, makes you feel 4 years older. Two back-to-back nights of bad sleep will make you feel 4 years older. We'll take a deeper dive on that one.
I meant to ask, Rick Evans was in here with us yesterday.
Yes.
And I meant to ask him, there's a star that went supernova.
Yeah.
And we should be able to see it in the sky. Not necessarily anything specific, but we should be able to see it.
And I think these happen about every 80 years. So it's a pretty big deal in the astronomy world.
Will it look different?
It says a dead star will soon spark a once-in-a-lifetime display in Earth's skies. A nova called spectacularly erupts every 80 years, and your only chance to see it is going to happen any day now. And so I'm going to read through this and give you some and try and find out where you can look and where you can find it and that sort of thing. See if I can give you some idea of what it'll look like, where you can find it.
All right, at 6:21, the timeline just ahead with Rich, Cheap and Trashy, later this hour, Random Facts, and the 7 o'clock hour with Jay, a chance to win a $20 food outlet. It is opening day. It's opening day. Trying to talk to, for some reason, I got a sneeze coming on. I'm trying to talk through it. It's still there. It's kind of trapped in my sinuses, so I'm going to go out and have it. And we'll salute opening day for Major League Baseball, 18-19 News, and then we're back.
You guys, it's opening day in baseball.
We like opening day because it's supposed to be warm.
Baseball starts when it's warm.
Baseball opening day. Come on, what do you think?
It is the first day of Major League Baseball. Are you excited?
I can hardly wait to get to the stadium to see their newest $200 million disappointment.
Remember baseball? It used to be our national pastime before Facebook. I'm glad baseball is back. I was getting sick of only paying $2 for a beer.
Boot for the home team. They don't win if you share.
is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey sets a date of May 30th to the 31st for the next state execution of a death row inmate. Jamie Mills has been in prison for almost two decades. Mills was convicted of brutally killing an elderly couple, Floyd and Vera Hill, in their Marion County home back in 2004. Mills was conducting a robbery of their home, stealing money and medication from the couple. Mills is set to be executed by the state through lethal injection. Ivey says she has no plans to grant clemency in this case. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
The state government has awarded over $500,000 to four different agencies here in Alabama that are engaged in drug rehabilitation. The money is being awarded from the U.S. Department of Justice and the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs. Governor Ivey says the four agencies are willing to assist those who want to turn their lives around after a drug addiction. The agencies to receive this money are the Alabama Administrative Office of the Courts, the Dallas County Commission, the Mobile Community Corrections Center, and the RCA Foundation, which is located in South Central Alabama. The Archbishop of the Diocese in Mobile has submitted a letter of resignation to the Pope. Reverend Thomas Rohde is required to do so once he reaches the age of 75. A Geneva County man is sentenced to three decades in prison for the deadly shooting that involved a love triangle. Jason Kersey was found guilty of manslaughter by a jury just a few months ago. Kersey was tried for the shooting death of Tony Dean, which occurred back in 2023. Kersey shot Dean when Dean showed up at Kersey's home and found his ex-girlfriend there. Kersey's defense during that trial was that he acted in self-defense since Dean was attacking him. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I got a bad feeling about this.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Waiting for a visit from a giant bunny. He's coming on Easter, bringing jelly beans to me. He's got big floppy ears. His tail is so fluffy, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter bunny. And that big bunny is a real hungry dude. So I'll leave him lettuce and carrots as rabbit food. They'll fill my basket with peeps and chocolate too, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. Hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. I'll put him in the plants, Lance. Under the bed, Ned. Hide him behind a chair, Claire. That Easter Bunny. Couch in the den, Glenn. Hiding eggs in the kitchen. They're under your seat, Pete. That Easter Bunny.
627 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Easter Bunny brings you the next segment of the show. With a little help from Brian Jewelry. Got that Brian Jewelry envelope tucked into the car, which is locked and alarmed, by the way.
You know. Oh, good. Good. Oh, did you get my list of things I need from you before you go?
Well, I got the list of
things. Found out from a caller that the Staples Center is not the Staples Center anymore.
No, it's the Crypto Arena.
It's the Crypto Arena. The Crypto.com Arena.
Check this out. Crypto paid $700 million to have its name on that beast for 20 years.
And
we're still calling it the Staples Center, so guess what, Crypto? Bad investment. I guess they got to make their money, right? So if companies want to step up and spend that kind of dough to name it.
I still call it the Sears Tower.
So do I.
Me too.
So do I. It'll always be known as the Sears Tower.
The Hancock Building, right? Or is that a different one?
No, the Hancock is Hancock insurance. That's still that.
That's still that. Near the,
but okay. It's the Willis Tower.
Tower. By the way, the crypto creep is going to be sentenced today.
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried. I hope they send him to prison and a really nasty one. Like with rotten food and really, really violent inmates.
They should do it at the Crypto Center.
They paid their good money for it. They ought to do it, right?
A little known secret, just about every new ballpark or arena has a prison in it. Did you know that?
Yeah. Even cruise ships.
Yeah. The brig. Gotta throw them in the brig. I mentioned Brian Jewelry because when you buy something from them, it's a partnership, and I got a ring for Janelle there many years ago, which got dinged up during her graphic design work. So I brought it back after my last trip to have it reconditioned, because free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase is part of the deal with Brian. And she wanted an opal setting. So Lynn picked one out, Lynn Bryan, and I sent a picture of it to her. She loved it. Can't wait to get the ring back. It's a place where you can create something from scratch, because they're, while they have a very modern and very, just an incredibly huge selection, different types and styles, jewelry, they can make something from scratch if you want to do something special or customized for somebody. Talk to them about ideas in that regard. Charm bracelets are big. A gold bracelet with charms signifying somebody's adventure through life. Very easily done and a very clever gift. Something that will be appreciated. You can build a watch at Brian Jewelry. So you can go with something that's in inventory, have something in inventory modified, or just having it made from scratch, because that's what Brian Jewelry does. They have a website, brianjewelry.com. Visit there, sign up for membership, and the first time you purchase an item worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. 1778 East Main and Prattville is the address. And again, get started at brianjewelry.com. This will be our first traffic update of the morning. The timeline with Rich is next.
Well, we have our first accident this morning, corner of Weirs Ferry Road and Macklemore Drive. If you are there, watch out for emergency vehicles. Everywhere else around the city, light to mostly moderate traffic with no major issues. Prattville, Middlebrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear as well. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is National Hot Tub Day for people who fantasize about being an ingredient in a cup of bacteria soup. Gene Simmons says he's done wearing the Kiss makeup. In fact, since the last tour, he's still removing some of the wrinkle putty. Shakira says she likes not having a husband. Then there's Ariana Grande, who likes not having her husband, but has no issue taking someone else's. There's a new documentary about Stormy Daniels on Peacock. It's the rare opportunity to watch Stormy bear all. And Vince Vaughn turns 54 today. He's celebrating while delighting aging white guys with a rapid-fire string of moderately clever wisecracks.
I live in the real world, my man, with bills and responsibilities.
This is not headline news.
At 6:35 with the timeline for March 28th, here's astronaut and meteorologist Rich Thomas.
You're on the Monitor Beacon here on the 87th day of the year. 278 days are left. Holy Week continues. This is Holy Thursday. Of course, tomorrow would be Good Friday, of course. And this is, we mentioned, it's MLB baseball opening day. All the games are going to be played except the Braves and the Phillies have been rescheduled for tomorrow.
The second game was also
2 o'clock our team. Yeah, the Mets game is canceled, too. Tomorrow in Philadelphia, sunny, windy, mid-50s. And mid-50s are a shock to the system when you've been playing in Florida for several weeks. It is National Something on a Stick Day. I'm a big kebab fan myself.
Something on a stick!
It is Weed Appreciation Day, and I don't think they mean that kind of weed. Eskimo Pie Day. That's on a stick, right?
Eskimo Pie's on a stick?
It can be on a stick.
I don't even know. I thought it was just handheld. There was no stick.
Eskimo Pie. Nope, it's on a stick.
That's what I thought.
They didn't used to be.
Well,
they were wrapped like an ice cream sandwich.
Some are, some aren't. But the ones that I pull up when I look this thing up, they're all on sticks.
It's Hot Tub Day.
Sticks!
I know a lot of people who bought a hot tub, but now it just sits there and they don't use it.
God, now I want an Eskimo pie. I haven't had one of those.
Oh, I know. That would be good right now.
How about a peanut butter and jelly open face?
That's completely different.
How about
Eskimo
a nice
Eskimo pie? There is no similarity.
I'll put it in the freezer for a few minutes.
That might help.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
And it's also Respect Your Cat Day. I don't think so. I'm sorry. I mean, I have nothing against cats.
Sounds like you might.
They just don't.
I detected hostility there, Jake.
It's a little.
I don't understand them, and I don't think they like me.
Well, an attitude like that, why would they?
You just haven't met the right cat.
The first, all right, here's a quiz. The first hospital-based ambulance went into service in Cincinnati, Ohio, on this date. You want to guess the year? First ambulance-based service.
I'm going to bet that it was before the motorized car.
It is before the first motorized car.
You want 1870s?
You're good. You're a little, it's a little earlier.
Wow, that's a little earlier. Yeah. I'm going to jump a decade and say the 1850s.
1866.
See, I shouldn't have.
You've been on an ambulance, right?
One time. And if I have the option, I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
And by the way,
why is that not covered?
That's the only reason, is the cost. It has nothing to do with the fine people who were taking care of me on that trip to the hospital.
Yeah.
Anybody who works, that's fine. You guys are good. It's just the fact that my insurance didn't cover it, and that's why I would skip it. Some insurances cover it. And God forbid, if I get into an accident and they're like, hey, we got a life flight you, just let me die.
Do you know if I...
yeah, that's like $20,000 or something.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I don't need to be in that kind... I would rather be dead than in that kind of debt.
Did,
wow.
Does our insurance company cover ambulances?
I don't... Probably. Mm-hmm. We're likely to be in one at some point.
Thanks a lot. On that bright note...
No, I've been in them, but when you are on the street and you see one coming and you see people... sitting there, Clem Cadiddle hopping through an intersection. They have no idea there's something with Mars lights behind them.
And they don't know how to act. And, that could be really awkward. Here's somebody who was in an ambulance more than once, Dwight D. Eisenhower. On this date in 69, he was dead.
I remember that because I met my first wife the next day.
Wow, how you can remember what stuff like
connections
that.
He's got.
March 29th,
I remember. Eisenhower died, then I met my future wife. 51 years ago, 1973, Led Zeppelin releases Houses of the Holy. Was that, no, we played Layla. We didn't play Led Zeppelin. We played.
I can play Led Zeppelin tomorrow. How about Kashmir?
Yeah, that might work. 1974, the Raspberries break up. Lead singer Eric Clapton, of course, Eric Carmen just died. Cleveland, Ohio-based band, Raspberries.
It's funny because I played Layla this morning.
Yeah.
And Bo Holt texted me and he said, don't tell me Eric Clapton died and that's why you're playing.
Right, exactly. Like, why is he playing this person today? Did he die?
Eric Clapton is not dead.
Yeah.
Did you play the big hits of Joe Lieberman this morning?
That story broke during yesterday's afternoon show. Mm.
1977, Rocky won Best Pictures at the Oscars.
Oh, good.
79.
And he should have stopped there.
Right.
What?
He should have stopped there. Like, just Rocky won and then you're done. You're good, buddy. Move on.
1979, America's worst commercial nuclear accident occurred. Unit 2 at Three Mile Island. That's near Middletown, Pennsylvania. Now our song of the day. This is a cover of a Who hit from Tommy, and you tell me which one is, the Who hit was classic. I love it, but...
As covers go.
Elton John just turned 77 the other day. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid, he sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard! 75 version from Tommy. Elton John is on your timeline. Turn it up. Oh! We'll be right back.
of my favorites, but also, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
That's another one we got to play.
Oh, yeah.
For the show. We've done it once.
Yeah.
Got to bring it back. You know, hearing Elton John sing that, you were doing the lyrics on the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed something. On the Who song, I thought it was Soho Down to Dryden.
Oh,
but it's
really?
Brighton. Brighton. And you can hear that very clearly in the Elton John song.
Yeah, yeah. Soho is in Soho's in New York City in Manhattan, and it means south of Houston Street. Soho, south of Houston, and there's a NoHo, north of Houston Street.
I thought that was named because there was a red light district there.
But that's how it got its name. It's geography.
I can't help it. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I don't know.
1982, on his way to sing at an anti-nuke rally, David Crosby arrested for possession of Quaaludes, drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence of cocaine, and carrying a concealed weapon. Oh, okay. Well, that's quite a list.
Our company would like you to know that not even close to Who did it better.
Quaaludes, Roar 714. David Crosby's explanation for carrying the gun, quote, John Lennon. Interesting. 83, Fred Gipp of Phoenix was sentenced to 28 years in prison for bigamy and fraud. He married 104 women in 27 states and 14
countries. I remember that.
Wow. Boy. 1986, more than 6,000 radio stations that simultaneously played We Are the World at 10:15 Eastern Time.
That is the biggest deal about nothing in the history of music. I'm still waiting to find out one story of somebody that was directly helped by all the money and fuss around.
They meant well, I guess. 1996, Phil Collins announced that he was leaving Genesis to concentrate on his solo career. Now, he's not performing anymore. He's got something wrong with him, right?
Yeah.
Serious back problems, I know, was one of them.
It's from drumming for as long as he's done it.
Yeah.
I only specifically know this because U2's drummer skipped the entire Sphere performances that they were doing at the residency in Vegas they did.
Yeah.
Their drummer did not do that because he was feeling the same effects that
almost like
Phil Collins was feeling.
Catchers go through in baseball. I mean, after years of doing it. My favorite Phil Collins trivia fact is he was in Hard Day's Night. He was just a boy. He was an extra in Hard Day's Night in a crowd scene.
How about that?
That and his Alamo collection.
Oh, that's right. That is.
You're
right. That is really interesting. 2007, the U.S. Postal Service unveils 15 new Star Wars stamps. Now, birthdays. Lady Gaga. I don't know. Her real name is Stephanie Joan.
Very Italian.
Angelina Garamanta.
Yeah. Very Italian.
So she's Lady Gaga, and she's 37 today. Kate Gosselin is 48. Vince Vaughn is 73. No, he's 53. Just aged him 20 years. Reba McEntire is 68. MLB opening day today. We are 14 days away from the Biscuits home opener. 46 days till Mother's Day, Thanksgiving 240 days away, and Christmas 272 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. A phone call at 646. David.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, with MLB day opening, me and a coworker were talking about, because we're both big baseball fans.
Yeah.
See if you and Rich remember this. Do you remember the great Sports Illustrated April 1st host of 1985?
Yes, Sid Finch, who was reported to throw a baseball 140 miles an hour.
That's right.
168.
Oh, whatever it was. Yeah. And they fooled an awful lot of people with that.
A bunch of them.
Including me for about 30 seconds.
But
I still remember reading the article, and you know, it infuriated George Steinbrenner because, of course, it drew attention to the Mets,
mm-hmm.
and he thought it was, you know, basically making a mockery of baseball.
But my favorite April Fools of all time came from the BBC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the spaghetti trees.
Spaghetti trees.
Yep.
We're not doing any April Fools on Monday because of the joke in the White House. David, thanks for the call.
Appreciate
you, buddy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Boy, oh boy, another nice day today with plenty of sunshine, high 71, mostly clear. A little chilly tonight, low 41. That's actually below normal by about 7 degrees. Partly cloudy on Good Friday, a good forecast, high 74. Upper 70s Saturday, 83 Easter Sunday, and sunny, beautiful weekend. Mid-80s on Monday. That looks like a dry day as well. Chance of showers returning on Tuesday. Right after 7, I'll do the beach forecast, but spoiler alert, it's a good one. Right now this morning, it's partly cloudy and 50 at 647.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I just went to Don Duncan's All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. They are looking for a sales manager. It's a nice job opportunity. Benefits include advancement, health insurance, retirement, paid vacation and sick leave, automotive industry experience is a plus but not necessary. And he's a great guy. You want to work for a good man, there you go. If that position interests you, you can get the details. Don Duncan's All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. The place we partner up to service our station vehicles, our personal vehicles, because they do a great job and they make it as convenient as they possibly can by getting you back to work or your office or home. So they can work on your car and your day is not blown to smithereens by something that needs to be done. They have to take time off from work, whatever. They have certified technicians at all locations and wholesale priced tires. They're always quoted with installation included. No matter what the problem, bring it to them. They accept car insurance repair policies at all three Don Duncan locations, including Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Steve, we have about 30 seconds for your traffic update.
Yes, there's been a fender bender at Bell Road and Atlanta Highway right there at the light. It's not impeding traffic, but people start gawking. It could slow things down.
That's by the Wells Fargo location there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right there at the light. Yep.
We appreciate the help, man. Thank you so much. As we get ready for your SRN News replay, a look at the roads, and then the cheap and trashy.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The bodies of two of the six construction workers missing in the wake of the Baltimore Bridge collapse have been recovered from the Patapsco River. 22-year-old man in custody following a deadly stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois. Four people were killed, five others injured. Accepting an invitation from the officer's family, former President Trump today will attend the wake of fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. The 31-year-old was gunned down in the line of duty during a traffic stop. President Biden, also in New York today, he'll attend a big money fundraiser. Tributes pouring in for the late Joe Lieberman. The former U.S. Senator from Connecticut died yesterday, the age of 82. And former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried facing the potential of decades in prison when he is sentenced today for his role in the 2022 collapse of FTX. Dow futures are down 10 points. More details, srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Had an accident earlier at the corner of Ware's Ferry Road and Macklemore Drive. We believe that one's out of the way now. It was only a minor accident, but use caution just in case. Around Montgomery, we've got light to moderate traffic. We're most busy on the interstates this morning, 65 and 85 through downtown. No other problems that we know of at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is here at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. All at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get in the buzzers.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Can it keep me warm when I'm cold?
Wait, no, I'm always hot.
Sleep Number does that. The Climate 360 smart bed actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save $1,000 on our most popular Sleep Number smart bed and Saturday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I am your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Budell. Paul McCartney has announced his favorite Beatles song. Would you like to find out what it is?
Yes. The one that he wrote?
Yes. Take a guess.
I mean,
you want to guess?
No.
I wasn't asking you. I'm asking my cohorts.
You might be saying Let It Be. I don't know.
I was thinking Let It Be yesterday. I feel like it's a
ballad.
It's a ballad. Like that'd be a good guess. Type, You're absolutely know? In the ballpark with that. It's
Hey Jude?
No.
1, 2, 3. To lead a better life.
I love it.
I need my love to be here.
This is a 2022 remix of the original recording from 1966?
I love it.
81-year-old Judge Judy. Are they using her in some type of parody commercial or something?
Yeah, she's in a commercial now.
Yeah,
she looks like
she is, yeah.
Some sort of...
Does not look good.
Makeup?
Yeah, and looks like they gave her least press-on face for makeup, because... She just doesn't look right. There's something. Anyway, she's 81 years old. She works out 10 hours a week and does it with her husband, who is 90. See, there is life down the road. Oh, Shaq, who cares? Nasty foods that actors had to eat while filming. In Night of the Living Dead, the human remains that zombies feasted on were ham and sheep organs doused in chocolate syrup.
Really? All right.
In Game of Thrones Season 1, Emilia Clarke eats a stallion heart that's actually solidified jam that tastes like bleach and raw pasta.
Yum.
Oh.
Let me see if there's a familiar one here. Batman Returns, 1992, Danny DeVito ate raw bluefish with a mix of mouthwash and spirulina, which is a type of algae. In Rosemary's Baby, vegetarian Mia Farrow also ate raw liver, but it wasn't bison. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yeah.
The blue milk that Mark Hamill drank was dyed blue milk. It was only warm, oily, and sickly sweet, and described it as gag-inducing. I always do wonder, like, all in the family, they're all sitting at the table and they're eating something.
Yeah.
Is that real food?
Well, it's... You probably, for the television show, yeah. I would think so.
But then I'm wondering...
But like when he goes to the bar and starts drinking the beer...
Yeah.
Probably not, right?
Yeah. But I'm thinking multiple takes to how old that would get. For instance, that's a spicy meatball. You remember that?
Yeah.
And then...
In fact, I think I might even have that line.
And
nobody
so
would
many,
do that today.
So many takes. That's a spicy meatball.
I think this is it.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah.
If you ever need that while I'm away, that's Mamma Mia in the system.
Don't care.
Either that or that's the song by...
Have you seen Dune 2 yet?
I have not.
Steven Spielberg says it's one of the most brilliant science fiction films
I've ever seen. Heard great things.
Is that right?
Heard fantastic things about it.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. All right. Good Times is being rebooted as an animated R-rated show. And among the people voicing, Wanda Sykes. She makes me laugh. And if you look at her politics and some of the crap she said, it's a real turnoff. Hey, Skid Row has parted with their singer.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh.
That's what I was waiting for, man. Ice Cube, who cares? From our country news department, you are 40% more likely to develop a mood disorder if you live in a city.
Okay.
Totally understandable. And in the odds and ends department, Kenan Thompson addressed the Quiet on Set documentary.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't have much contact with Dan Schneider, but his heart goes out to anybody who was victimized.
It's pretty shocking.
One of the retrospectives that's come up now that something's been...